that the way the luck goes seems like it never can be found. Break my back to make those banknotes, paying on an almost always broken down. Fix that car and waste a Sunday, and it won't start again when Monday rolls around. Ain't that the way the rent goes? Seems like it's never going down. And that banker's bound to foreclose. At this rate, I'll lose my interest in this town. Paint the walls, mend the windows, about the time the roof comes crumbling to the ground. I've been footing the bill for some time, stretching my credit out of line. Well, I may not get ahead, but now I won't be far behind. I've got one more payment and it's mine. We're gonna swing it. Without a sign, my mind's on vacation and my body's been working overtime. But I've done all that I can do. There's just one more balance due before it's mine. I've been footing the bill for some time, step by step and line by dotted line.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police say about 60 people were injured, many treated at hospitals, from yesterday's pickup truck ramming of spectators at a soccer victory parade in Liverpool, England. ABC's Ian Pannell's there.
This is still very much an active crime scene. Now, we've just had a press conference from the police where they say that the man who has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, of reckless driving, and also while driving under the influence of drugs. Now, charges still to be brought, and it's still an active investigation.
Wall Street major indexes surged after President Trump agreed to delay new tariffs on imports from Europe until July 9th. The head of the European Commission wants more time for negotiations. Police in Arkansas are told to be on the lookout for prison escapee Grant Hardy, a former police chief serving 30 years for murder and rape. This is ABC News. A challenging flight for some passengers flying from Tokyo to the U.S., a couple of them helping to restrain a fellow traveler who they say was trying to open an emergency exit door.
On a flight from Tokyo to Houston, two Marines helping the crew restrain a passenger who authorities say was trying to open an emergency exit door mid-flight. One of those hero Marines now speaking out to our ABC station in Houston, KTRK.
And I grabbed him and put him down. And then an older gentleman jumped up and helped me hold him down until the stewardess got us some zip ties so we could tie him up, and then we put him in his chair.
ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez. You'll have to pay a little more to fly Southwest Airlines. Starting tomorrow, the airline will charge customers $35 for their first checked bag and $45 for a second one. Top-tier loyalty members and those who have a Southwest credit card are exempt. The airline announced in March that they would and the longtime bags fly free policy. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Memorial Day savings are here at the Home Depot, with free delivery and up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like LG. Plan your get-togethers with an LG refrigerator you can count on at the Home Depot. And with a connected ThinQ app, you'll know when to replace the filter. Spend less time worrying this Memorial Day with savings on LG, America's most reliable appliance brand, at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy, slightly breezy, with a chance of spotty sprinkles this afternoon and high temperatures flirting with 70. Drizzle is possible tonight, and some scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder tomorrow. Temperatures slide to the mid-60s, and then the sunshine returns on Thursday, and so do the 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. An elderly man has been found dead in a Northwoods lake over the weekend. Ted Allen has an update.
Langlade County Sheriff's deputies responding to the report of a possible drowning Saturday afternoon in Pence Lake in the town of Upham found a 78-year-old man dead at the scene. No other details were provided as the investigation into the incident continues.
There's plenty to see this summer across Wisconsin. State Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says there are great places to visit outdoors, even if you don't make the drive north of Highway 29.
Color Andre State Park. This is a place where you can catch ocean-like views right there. Lake Michigan, sand dunes, wide beaches. If you haven't been, you must.
You can also visit places like Taliesin, the home of Frank Lloyd Wright in Spring Green, or Governor Dodge State Park in Iowa County. Find more online at travelwisconsin.com. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport, and the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a resolution adopting NIMS as emergency management for Mondovi and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. Authorities continue to investigate a deadly accident on Lake Wissota. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, two watercrafts collided on the lake Friday night, resulting in one woman's death. The victim's name is yet to be released. The Durand, Arkansas School District has made some changes to the summer school program. Durand, Arkansas Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the district made three changes to the program that helped increase enrollment.
We shifted it to a little bit earlier in the summer. Traditionally, it had been late July, early August. We bumped it up to June, and then we also added transportation for students. Stops will be similar to what they are during the school year. And then also we added serving lunch, kind of just an extension of the school year lunch program. So I think, you know, those few changes have helped increase our participation at the elementary level alone. The last couple of years, we've averaged about 120 students participating. This year, we've got 175 students signed up.
Nelson says programs offered will be academic support and enrichment activities. The Mondovi Fire Department will be conducting a training session on Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Oak Street. The street will be blocked from North Eau Claire Street to North Washington Street for the time period. Residents are advised to make plans for an alternate route. Meanwhile, residents are also reminded that due to the Memorial Day holiday today, trash and recycling pickup will be delayed one day this week. The Durand Police Department still has five openings available for kids in 6th through 12th grades to participate in the Public Safety Career Day on June 18th and 19th. Those participating will see how area law enforcement, firefighters, and EMTs work daily and careers in all three areas. Registration deadline is June 1st. For more information, visit the City of Durand website and go to the Get Involved page. Jean Zimmerman is still looking for answers following the death of her daughter's convicted killer. Zimmerman spoke with WKOW-TV last week after news came out that David Call had died at the Dodge Correctional Institution. Call pled guilty to homicide charges related to the 2008 killing of UW-Madison student Brittany Zimmerman in 2020. Jean Zimmerman says there are still questions that will likely never be answered now that Call has died, like whether he acted alone in the murder of her child. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Pepin County Sheriff's Department has a new canine officer. Canine Pasca is a 14-month-old Belgian Malinois born in the Netherlands. With Deputy Kavanaugh next month, Canine Pasca will team up with Canine Officer Jack to enhance community safety in Pepin County. Eau Claire County is seeking a new county administrator. Current County Administrator Catherine Schaff has announced her plans to retire July 10th. Applications from those interested in taking the role are being accepted through June 27th. Schaff has worked as county administrator for 10 years. Durand residents may see a lower water rate increase. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the Public Service Commission has released the results of their study and report on the water utility and rates.
The city administrator mentioned last night that the numbers come back. We just found out in the last day or so. They had a few more questions. And so what has led to those numbers, and now Ehlers and Associates, which is our finance company that is going over those numbers to see how they fit into paying for these water projects that we have to do and so on. And again, as I said, it sounds like it's going to be a little bit less. When we were talking the 60% increase, that it's probably going to be a little bit lower than that. But now our finance people are looking at it.
The city will still have to hold a public hearing on any proposed water rate increase, and any increase will still need to be approved by the PSC.
The ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties will be offering senior farmers market vouchers starting June 1st to Buffalo and Pepin County residents. The vouchers are available to residents 60 years and older that meet income guidelines to obtain fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables. The vouchers will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information on the program, contact the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties. Ellsworth residents will notice construction equipment that's been arriving near the Pierce County Jail as crews will begin construction of the new Judicial Center. The $30 million project was approved last year by the Pierce County Board and will have new courtrooms, conference rooms, and house other departments. The new center is expected to be completed by October of 2026. A Portage County man accused of shooting his brother during an argument has pled not guilty to attempted homicide. Justin Wotelowitz entered the plea for that count and several others, including aggravated battery, recklessly endangering safety, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Investigators say he shot Ryan Wotelowitz in the leg, causing serious injuries. The 42-year-old was arrested at the scene and has been held on $1 million bond and will face a week-long trial in mid-August. There's been no update on Ryan's condition since the March incident. At the time, doctors said his leg could require amputation. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to share information for the state's beach list this year. The program allows people to see updates on recreation areas along Lake Michigan and Lake Superior coasts. Folks can provide details on conditions and safety at boat launches and other public access points. The beach list is posted at the Wisconsin DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8841. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy, slightly breezy, with a chance of spotty sprinkles this afternoon and high temperatures flirting with 70. Drizzle is possible tonight and some scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder tomorrow. Temperatures slide to the mid-60s and then the sunshine returns on Thursday and so do the 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Packers have their first day of OTA workouts today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. They'll also practice tomorrow on Thursday and hold their mandatory minicamp on June the 10th. Brewers and Red Sox play game two of their series at MFM Field tonight. The Crew won the opener 3-2 yesterday. Trevor McGill, notching his 10th save, said there was a little extra juice on Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that today. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and, you know, thank you for the fans for coming out today.
Aaron Savalier gets the starting nod for the Brewers in Game 2 of their series tonight. Northwoods League opened play yesterday, continue their brand new season tonight. Midwest League resumes play tonight. Peoria is at Wisconsin. Beloit is at Lansing. NBA playoffs tonight. Indiana hosting New York, leading the Knicks 2-1. In the NHL, Edmonton home against Dallas and leading the Stars 2-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
An all-nighter pays off for Trackhouse Racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grell.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
NASCAR's only street race returns to the streets of Chicago July 5th and 6th. Lock in your ticket to summer thrills now. Visit NASCARChicago.com for more.
The dry spell is over for Alex Bowman. One 90-degree right-hand turn remains. He makes it perfectly out onto the front straightaway. Checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Bowman has won in the streets of Chicago.
The weekend did not start off on a bright note for Ultimate Coca-Cola 600 winner Ross Chastain after having crashed his primary car in practice on Saturday. Chastain's crew chief, Phil Surgeon, says that it was a late night and early morning leading up to Sunday's race in prepping the team's backup car about 4 miles from the Charlotte Motor Speedway at Trackhouse Racing Shop.
We changed transaxle. We had to use the engine from the primary car that was at the racetrack. And then there's, you know, the wrap, final set on suspension, final set on the body, and then final scale and such. All those last minute adjustments. So, you know, it was a ton of man hours in the last, you know, 36 hours that went into the car we had.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
As you work in the garden, don't forget to add in some organic matter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Compost and mulch feed organisms in the soil that help your plants take up vital nutrients as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Post-herbicide application stress might be costing you extra bushels that can make or break your season. Mitigate that yield loss with SipCam Agro's Stilo PSR. Whether you're applying post-emergent herbicides, fungicides, or nutritional sprays, Stilo Plant Support and Recovery helps get your corn and soybean crops back on track. Realize up to a 6x ROI on your investment and check out our no-risk guarantee program details at SipCamAgroUSA.com. Get no-risk results with Stilo PSR.
I have a large perennial flower garden that requires 30 bags of mulch to cover it. Every couple of years, I have to replace the mulch, and I wonder, where does it go? Nina Basick is an Urban Horticulture Institute professor at Cornell University. She says the mulch is lunch for fungi, bacteria, and other critters in the soil. These organisms help aerate the soil and break down complex nutrients into simple, soluble forms that the plants can take up. Basick says they did a 12-year study of adding organic matter in a perennial landscape.
We add mulch every year until there's enough biomass on top that's dropping its own organic matter. And that process has actually improved the soil over the long term. The day after we added the compost, we actually improved the soil. But 12 years of doing that and adding mulch to that initial input of compost actually had much better results than just the first year of doing that.
Composted organic matters such as animal manure and kitchen scraps also improve soil density. Basick says they've done a lot of work on soils that are degraded and compacted.
In that case, you need more compost to make an effect on heavier soils that have been compacted at least a third to 50%. So a third would be 2 scoops of soil to 1 scoop of compost, and 50% would be 1 to 1 by volume to make a difference in terms of reducing that density and reducing the compaction.
For a home garden, another way to determine how much organic matter you'll need is to measure the overall planting area and calculate how much compost it will take to cover the area with at least an inch. Learn more about using organic matter in your garden at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar, since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
61 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday at the Mercantile Exchange. Double-digit gains in the milk markets. June up 28 to 1962. July up 46 to 2011. August up 28 to 1979. September milk up 27 at 1965. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 1.25 to 186.5. 40-pound blocks up 5 to 192. 6 trade a barrel, 5 trade a to block on the day. Cash butter up 10 to 252. Seven trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 3/4 to 127. One trade on the day. Dry whey up 1 1/4 to 55 1/2. Five trades on the day. Live cattle and feeder cattle markets moving sharply lower today, as most believed Friday's cattle on feed report would help propel the market into at least steady, if not higher, trade this week. But traders have a different feel of the market, as both live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower. Some of the market's concern could be stemming from the fact that this week's processing is expected to be dramatically lower than in recent weeks, as packers continue to try to find ways to build up supply around them and avoid driving the cash cattle markets any higher. An encouraging day for lean hog contracts, as many of the contracts are finding some technical support and are moving higher. Along with that technical support, a jump in the pork cutout values of 291. Now, a few contracts, though, are still moving lower as they are close to resistance levels, and that led to a touch of selling in some of the contracts. June live cattle down 95 cents to 214.85. August down $1.52 to 208.92. October down $1.40 to 206.70. August feeder cattle down 270 to 297.67. September down 265 to 296.70. October down 250 to 294.85. June hogs up 27 cents to 98.57. July and August both down 20 cents. July at 101.35. August 101.07. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets are moving lower. Soybeans are slightly higher. Wheat lower. Corn futures moving mostly lower, as we do see some spread trade action. The trade is trying to work to bounce off an early test of support, as we once again see delays in announced tariffs, but so far hasn't happened. Warm weather should return to the end of the week after the cool and wet weekend, with weekly crop progress to keep planting and emergence ahead of average, and first to good to excellent ratings likely to be in line with recent starts. Soybeans are moving mostly higher on some spread action and light product strength, helping to move things forward, as meal and oil continue to move mostly higher. That's helping to support the markets. Pressuring the markets, though, is again that warmer weather into the weekend, and that should help crop progress. Wheat futures lower, with the trade fading back from the recent strength. The dollar firms, and there's really little other fresh news to entice traders to move prices higher. July corn down a half to 459. September down 4 to 433 3/4. New crop down 4 3/4 to 446. July and August beans both up 1 1/4. July at 1061 1/2. August 1057 1/4. September up 3/4 to 1042 1/2. New crop up 1 to 1051 1/2. July soybean meal up 10 cents to 296.30. July soybean oil up 14 cents to 49.49. Chicago wheat, July down 13 1/2 to 529. September down 13 to 545. Minneapolis wheat, July down 9 to 597 1/2. September down 9 3/4 to 611. Energy markets lower today. July crude oil down 75 cents to 60.78. August down 69 cents to 60.24. June gas down 3 cents to 207. July down 2 cents to 205. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. China is keeping most of its fertilizer production for domestic use. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
China is one of the world's biggest suppliers of fertilizer. However, according to Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer for StoneX, he says China's pulled back in recent years on the amount of exports, preferring to keep more on hand for domestic use.
Every time we see updated operating rates in China, they remain extremely high, which means that product is getting produced in country. And that really brings the question of, what are they doing with all of it? Where is all this product going? They can't hold 5+ million tons and just create the storage. I personally believe, and listen, this is China. We don't ever know. It's always educated guesses if we can even call them that. But when I look at China, we have seen where the government has kind of started to tell its own people, listen, we need to be less reliant on the world. We need to produce our own food. Well, how do you ramp up yields? Well, you fertilize more. So I think just an increase in domestic demand could soak up a lot of that product that they would normally export. We have been hearing where storage is near record highs or at or above record highs. That has led to some speculation that we will see some exports be allowed here fairly shortly.
Linville says even if China eventually ships out excess fertilizer that it can't store, that means that the world's biggest exporter will likely be missing for at least half of 2025. What should farmers be thinking about for this fall and next year's applications?
So from a farmer's perspective, you are spending far more of your bushels of corn to pay for that DAP. This is the market's way of trying to kill demand. And so not to say this improves in the years to come. I hope that it does. I'm staying hopeful this all corrects itself and get back to some decent values. But there needs to be some hard decisions. And I think one of those things that you need to have an idea of, what do I truly need to raise next year's crop?
Linville said China may not be holding that much fertilizer off the world market because of U.S. tariffs.
I think it's more domestic policy. A lot of folks have been trying to tie this back to the Trump administration's kind of economic war on China, parties like that. But again, the phosphate flows, when you look at it, those export flows started to slow significantly into early 2022 when global prices spiked the last time. And so this is a situation that applies. This is a domestic Chinese political strategy, again, to keep tons at home, prices low. Now, to your point, I believe part of it is an effort to ramp up production of foods in their own areas, so they don't have to be relying on Western countries like the U.S. Part of it could be that production rates are down of phosphate. If you look into the sulfur market, there's been a lot of supply and price issues there, which may be making it kind of uneconomical. And the third, something that a lot of people kind of squint at you when you talk about, battery manufacturing. The current adopted manufacturing for batteries, phosphate-based. And so you know that China is obviously a major player in that field. We could be seeing a lot of phosphate being pulled away from agronomical uses, pulled away from export, and being placed into that industry.
Josh Linville of StoneX. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. President Trump's Make America Healthy Again Commission released their expected report last week, blaming several factors for causing chronic illness, especially in children. Axios says the highly anticipated report included bad diets, chemical exposure, and unnecessary medication for causing chronic illnesses in kids. The commission said popular snacks and beverages save time and money, but cite research showing ultra-processed foods are linked to chronic diseases. A big concern for U.S. agriculture going into the day was pesticides. The report says potential toxins in the environment are a big concern, but the administration's treading lightly. Quote, American farmers rely on these products, and actions that further regulate or restrict crop protection tools must involve thoughtful consideration of what's necessary for adequate protection alternatives and cost of production, unquote, the report added. Understanding the links between chemical exposure and chronic illnesses cannot happen through a European regulatory system that stifles growth, the report said. Now, the American Soybean Association strongly rebuked that report for being brazenly unscientific and damaging to America's confidence in the safe and reliable food system. Should the administration act on the report that was drafted entirely behind closed doors, it would hurt U.S. farmers, increase food costs for consumers, and worsen health outcomes for all Americans. Farmers represented by the ASA are disturbed that the report contains recommendations that aren't grounded in science and seem to advance the agenda of food elitists and activist groups that have long sought to undermine the U.S. agriculture. Even more troubling, according to ASA, is Health and Human Service Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s reassuring Congress earlier in the week that the report didn't contain a single word that should worry the American farmer. The report did suggest that glyphosate, atrazine, and other pesticides that farmers need are potential contributors to human ailments. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, the ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, responded to House Republicans passing the reconciliation bill that would take food assistance away from at least 3 million Americans by cutting $290 billion from SNAP funding. Quote, instead of working to lower grocery costs as they promised the American people that they would, House Republicans are pulling the rug out from under millions of families by taking away federal assistance to put food on the table, unquote. Klobuchar said they're doing that even as President Trump's tariff taxes raise food prices by more than $200 for the average family, all to fund more taxes for the wealthy, she said. She called it wrong, and she said that they would fight against it in the Senate. Quote, this Republican bill will mean more seniors, children, veterans, and people with disabilities go to bed hungry, unquote. And she added, it also means farmers will see billions in lost revenue. Food inflation did show a welcome moderation as it cooled to its slowest annual rate since early 2021, according to the recent Consumer Price Index for April. Despite that, many families continue to feel the pinch at the grocery store and dining out. In April, consumer prices rose 0.2% from the previous month, slowing the annual inflation rate from 2.4 to 2.3%. The data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics was surprising as many expected ongoing trade disputes and tariffs to push prices higher. Food prices in April decreased 0.1% from the previous month, but are still 2.7% higher than a year ago. A new Rabo research report says pork prices have rebounded and remain strong despite shifting trade flows and growing economic and consumer uncertainties. Rising geopolitical tensions have had a limited impact on global pork markets, but they are likely to redirect global trade volumes in the coming months. Despite the agreement between the U.S. and China to reduce tariffs for 90 days, the added tariffs on U.S. pork could still curtail trade. Given the uncertainty surrounding future U.S. trade policy, investment in the U.S. pork sector expansion is expected to slow, while other regions may see slightly faster growth, said Kristen McCracken, senior analyst of animal protein at Rabo Research. Pork prices have rebounded, driven by tighter hog supply due to limited growth in the sow herd and the ongoing health and productivity challenges. We expect limited demand improvement for the rest of the year, McCracken said. Higher beef and poultry prices, however, may offer some support. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen with the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Scattered showers are expected to develop today in our ag weather forecast. They're expected to stick around through Wednesday. We'll have some cooler temperatures over the next few days, but then temperatures will warm Friday into the weekend as we dry out. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have a 60% chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. High 62 to 67, relative humidities at 46 to 51%. Light winds becoming east at 5 to 8. We'll see about 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation expected. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain. Lows 48 to 53, relative humidities at 90 to 95%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths tenths of an inch of precipitation. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. High 66 to 71. Relative humidities at 47 to 52%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8. 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation expected. For Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower. High 75 to 80. Friday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 80 to 85. Saturday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 80 to 85. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to swing with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner at occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Without leaving a number, said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S. telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S. If this is Austin, she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. There's no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin, and I still love you? I still love you.
Dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. Dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods, out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor.
Said we can fire it up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Hell yeah. We'll be right back.
can go another round on my big green tractor.
Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything.
maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me.